Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good evening. Welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. It's nice to have you with us here tonight on a Monday, the 8th of September, 2025. The day after a truly, I don't want to say truly awful, because there were some positives, a couple that you can pull up and talk about, and we will talk about them, but a mostly dreadful, mostly disappointing dud of a opener here for your New England Patriots as they fall to the mighty Raiders of Las Vegas and Pete Carroll and Chip Kelly and Geno Smith and that team. Which I wasn't expecting the Patriots to blow doors. In fact, I think I was closer to the score than anybody who works here. I don't know how many other people even took the Raiders, but I said Raiders 23, Patriots 13, and I missed it by 3 points. And it played out about how I thought it would. I don't get to brag like this that often. Usually I'm wrong. But this time I was basically right. It played out how I was expecting it to. I thought that Drake May and the offense were going to look a little discombobulated, as they did in the preseason games. You're now asking Drake May to learn another offense, his second in as many years. You have surrounded him with a new offensive line, but not necessarily yet a better one that I, by my eye. I mean, we'll see if it becomes a better offensive line. But I think as of today, what we looked at was largely similar to what we saw last year in a lot of different ways. Drake May didn't look like a quarterback who was ready to take a second-year leap. The wide receiving group, aside from Kayshon Boutte, mostly in the first half, I feel like everything kind of died down in the second half. Some big catches in the first half for Boutte. I thought he looked good. I think he's really overachieving in a lot of ways, and I think he did last year too. I'm impressed with the progression that you're seeing from him. I think he'll have a good career in the NFL, so long as he stays off the gambling apps, that is. But for the rest of the team, there's maybe a couple of other small examples you can point to. Defensive tackle play in the run game, linebacker play, that sort of thing. I thought the Patriots defense did a pretty good job stopping the run. Aside from that, I thought it was pretty lousy. A pretty lousy effort. I think there were various points in the game where you could sort of think, okay, like this is, and when Douglas scored the touchdown, I was excited. I was excited by that drive. I was excited by the interception from Hawkins and how they marched back down the field, because that was deep in Vegas territory. And they marched all the way back down the field and scored that touchdown. That pumped me up. That got me thinking, okay, this is a team that may not be much more talented than Vegas, but if they can break them like this and go down the field, then maybe they can turn this into more of a track meet, like it should be, against a Vegas defense that outside of one player is really nothing to write home about. A secondary that you can't really name too many of those guys. And a pass rush that's really just a one-man army in Max Crosby. Here's the thing. And we'll get into this later because I want to dive into this this article in The Athletic, which says it's called The Bust Files. Pause. How NFL teams repeatedly fail quarterback prospects. And they don't talk about the Patriots really all that much. Mac Jones is mentioned in the Mac Jones failing from with Bill Belichick and Patricia and Judge and all that. That's part of it's an example that's used in the article. It's a long article. It's The Athletic, obviously, so of course it is. But it goes on to discuss various quarterbacks. Anthony Richardson is kind of centered in it. They talk about Zach Wilson. They talk about quarterbacks who were given more leash back in the day and how quarterbacks in the current era should be given more opportunities to develop and how teams are very quick to sort of open their present under the tree at Christmas. And if it's not exactly what they wanted and it doesn't, you know, deliver them a Super Bowl in the first couple of years, then they're really, really quick to just move on and try and find the next one. And that it's been a pretty broken system here for a while. And I was reading through it and I was reading all these examples of teams that have sort of succumbed to this. And since Tom Brady left, and really since that Cam Newton year, you could make the argument that the Patriots are a shining example of this very phenomenon. And we'll get to that later on in the show. I was not impressed by Mike Vrabel and the game plan. I was not impressed really by Josh McDaniels either. I thought that we were going to get a lot more from an organizational standpoint anyway, a lot less, dysfunction. And you were going to look more organized. And this was going to be a team with a mission and a goal and a leader who's going to lead the way and have all these things ready to go and all these different scenarios. And it was going to just look different. And I think that's what's got everybody so bothered so far in the last 24 hours is how not different it looked. It looked the opposite of different. It looked the same. It looked like a game from last year. Not the first game of the year last year. First game of the year. At this point last year, the Patriots were 1-0. It's kind of weird to think about, but it's true. And I wasn't expecting Drake May to walk out there and look like Josh Allen week one this year either. But I was expecting something. I was expecting there to be even just one of those throws where you go, yep, that's why you drafted this guy. And I don't remember really any of those. I don't really remember any of them. Any eye-popping plays where you just said, yep, okay, maybe they're not going to win this one, and maybe, you know, this season's not going to go quite as well as guys like Schefter and Boomer and all these other national prognosticators all high on the Patriots were thinking. But at the very least, I know our guy. He's coming along here. He's making things happen. He's going to settle into this offense, and it's going to start looking better and better and better. And I just feel like that's a tough starting place where they are right now. Where they are right now is basically no different from where they were at the end of last season. And I was expecting there to be enough of an improvement that you'd notice it. And the only thing I noticed was how similar it was. And we're going to spend a lot of time today talking about Drake May and Josh McDaniels and the offense and all the drawbacks that they had there. But I said this in the Football Sunday show yesterday with myself and Ted and Chris Scheim and Mego. And Tommy Kern and Wiggy and everybody who works here, basically. And Ken was producing it, by the way. Boss man Ken Laird was our producer yesterday. And I got to say, Ken Laird is a tremendous producer. He really is. One of the best I've ever worked with. I'm not even kidding. When I first started working here, I was doing weekends, and they brought Ken in from Pittsburgh, and they had him on as a weekend producer. And I was just like, wow, this guy's good. And then I don't know whatever happened to him after that. Never saw him again. I'm just kidding. He obviously has flown through the ranks here at WEEI, and now we all work for him. But I remember those days, and it was cool. It was cool working with him again like that. Anyway, all that to say this. I was basically of the mind that the biggest narrative this year is not going to be the defense. It's going to be either Vrabel or it's going to be Drake May. Those are going to be the two main driving narratives of this season. But the defense should be the main narrative, I think. Because that's what got emphasized in the offseason. That's what got invested in the offseason. You know, you can say, well, they drafted the left tackle and they brought in Steph. Yeah, sure, they did. But when it came to free agency, when it came to spending Robert Kraft's money, what did they do? Who did they invest it in? They invested it in a nose tackle. They invested it in a middle linebacker. They brought in Landry on the edge. They brought in all these guys on the defense. Carlton Davis, what a great game he had, by the way. You know, I mean, that's where the money went. That's where it went. And I was hoping to see a little bit of a return on investment. Now you can say, well, Arcane, how can you say there was no return on investment? They only scored 20 points. Sure. I think that's a lot for the Raiders. I don't think the Raiders are going to go out there and score a ton of points this year. I don't think they're that kind of team. 20 may be on the high end for them this year. They're not good. And I love Fitzy, but I heard him say, hey, you know, the Raiders may be a tough out this year. Chip Kelly, Pete Carroll, it's like, Chip Kelly and Pete Carroll, I don't think are going to go out and beat a lot of teams this year. I really don't. Maybe I'll be wrong, and maybe Bowers is going to, you know, become the next Gronkowski this year, and Janty is going to be the next Adrian Peterson, and I'll look like an idiot. But I just think that was a game played between two bad teams, and the slightly less bad team came out with a well-deserved victory. And the Patriots are still a team that is trying to figure out what they are and trying to figure out how to get out from the bottom of the AFC, how to get out from the lottery, how to support their quarterback, which I don't know if they have answers for that. I don't know that they have it. And maybe Drake May is not the guy. I'm not sure. I mean, we'll see. I think we all agree he's got a lot of good physical tools. He has the ability to make plays. He's a good athlete, all that. But is this the situation? Is this a situation where any quarterback can come in and really thrive? Do you have a system in place to support a young quarterback? I don't know how you can say the answer to that is yes. Maybe it'll develop over time this year, and God, I hope it does. I really do. But I also was sort of hoping that Mike Vrabel, with all of his stabilizing presence that everyone kept telling me about, that he was going to be able to come in here, with Josh McDaniels for that matter, and calm things down a little bit. And what I saw yesterday was not that. What I saw yesterday was a guy in Drake May who, as Andy Hart said, and I agree with him, seemed overwhelmed. I think that he looked overwhelmed out there, maybe overwhelmed by the new offense, overwhelmed by the new offensive line. Whatever it wasn't pretty. And even when it seemed like he was connecting and moving the ball and having a scoring drive, which, you know, it's not like everything was bad. It wasn't all bad. But most of those yards came in garbage time, kind of stat padding at the end there on that last drive for the field goal. And when it came time for him to step up and really make important plays, it wasn't there. And I don't think that is a testament to him not having the heart that you need to go out there and play or whatever. I heard Curtis this morning asking Vrabel, you know, is winning all that matters for Drake May? And we'll play that for you, and I'll react a little bit more to it. But I just tell you right now, I don't think it's that. I don't think that's it. I think Drake May is a young kid who's trying to make his way in the NFL on a team that's not supporting him. I thought that last year, and I still think it again this year. And if they want to change that, then it's on them to figure out how to do it. But right now it seems like it's more of the same. And it'd be a real shame to see a third overall pick, a kid with a ton of talent and ability, kid who seems to have a decent head on his shoulders, you know, good family support, all that stuff. It would be a shame to see a young, promising career kind of go left because, number one, you just didn't decide to put enough emphasis on him and developing him and putting an offense around him that he can feel good about and that can protect him. They still haven't really, in any demonstrable way, made things much better. Bringing in Will Campbell was a gamble. I mean, that was, you know, you're bringing in a rookie tackle, and he wasn't a blue chipper. He was a guy that had a good pedigree and I think can still be a good tackle, and he had his ups and downs yesterday, obviously. The downs were pretty noticeable. And we'll talk about him a little bit later, too. But you, on the pass-catching side of things, brought in 31-year-old Steph Diggs, who just a couple of days ago had to go up in front of everybody. He didn't have to do this, but he chose to go up in front of everybody and explain that he's actually not a pain in the ass and that he doesn't like when people say things that he doesn't think are true, and that if you want to get adversarial about it, we can get real adversarial. That was on his mind going into week one of this season. Bust files. I don't know. I mean, I think some of the beat reporters tried to warn us that this might be coming. You know, Breer and some other people. I feel like they were very, very softly, very gently trying to temper everybody's expectations. Hearing all of this optimism, all this Mike Vrabel, Josh McDaniel, Drake May, second year leap optimism. I think there was some efforts made by people on the beat and people who were there every day to kind of give you, just all right, you know, just relax. Maybe you'll see some good stuff this year, but let's not get ahead of it. Let's not go crazy, all right? It's not like he looks great. It's not like he's out there killing it. And then we saw the preseason games, and there was nothing really to write home about there either. Some turnovers, nothing really popping, except Travion Henderson, who was okay. He's probably one of your better offensive players other than Booty. Doesn't take a lot to tackle him, though, I'll say that. He's not like a stiff breeze, it seems like, could knock him over. And that's, again, a young sort of undersized player out there carrying the ball five, six times. It's not like they really pounded the run anyway, so no one really got an opportunity to get into a rhythm, and no one was really getting into a rhythm anyway. All in all, lousy effort, lousy debut. Not as bad as Bill Belichick's, but certainly not good. And I think that there are a lot of things you can learn and take away from it. I think that you heard Drake May today discussing some of those things. I think you heard Mike Vrabel discussing them as well. But all in all, it was a disappointing effort and a disappointing game. And one of the things that bothered me the most was that punt in the fourth quarter. You're down two scores. I know there was a false start and a penalty. And I understand that can sort of sap the momentum out of a moment like that. But I thought punting there was just lousy. I just thought that was weak. Just call the game then, you know, just to pull your guys off the field. If that's what we're doing here, then why bother? It's week one, and you're punting that away. That seemed like something Gerard Mayo would do. I hate to put it in those terms because I know that's not a great way of looking at it, but it did seem like, we might as well punt here. Like, no, Gerard, you shouldn't. No, Mike, let's not punt here. Why don't you try and at least give your guys an opportunity? It still was going to be a long shot, but at least give them a chance. And no, they just kicked away, and let Geno Smith, who had 350-something yards at that point, go back to work. And it just, there was nothing about it at any point, even with Bowers out of the game. There really weren't a lot of points in the game after that interception to open the second half where you thought, yeah, this team could really still rebound and come back here. Things just ground to a halt. And that was another big hallmark, I'd say, of last year's team. So, all in all, I mean, listen, there were a couple of things that you can look at and feel okay about. Kayshon Booty, I think, is establishing himself as potentially a number one wide receiver on this team. I think he'd be a number two or a three on, like, a good team, but he may be your guy here, and it's good to at least have somebody who can say they accept that role because no one did last year. And if Booty can be that guy, then at least you get some kind of order in the wide receiver room, which would be an improvement again from last year. And also, I thought they stopped the run pretty well. They handled Genty. They handled the other kid, White, Zamir White. Geno didn't really take off much on him. I thought, all in all, they did a good job there limiting the run. But other than that, I don't really think there's much you can say positive about that debut. It was largely a total bust. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll get to your phone calls here in just a moment. I have some thoughts on things Mike Vrabel had to say after the game, including a couple of Bill Belichick related highlights, I should say, or headlines here, as not only is Mike Vrabel now addressed Belichick gate, but Bill Belichick has had some trademarks rejected by the national trademark people. And they're really, really weird. So we'll get to that as well. We got some other non-football related headlines that we'll get to. And we'll get to your phone calls at 617-779-7937. It's Christian Arcan. Here's Thomas Crucifulli. Get you caught up on what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Covering Boston sports and beyond. We're back to Christian Arcand on WEEI.
It's the Christian Arcand Show here at WEEI. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. I will get to your phone calls in just a moment, but first let's get to our 630 headlines.
This is 630 headlines.
Okay, so Mike Vrabel this morning was asked about Belichick Gate. He was asked about this whole thing that has gone on now. That we're all hearing about, Belichick barring Patriot scouts from UNC. And when asked about it after their thrilling 20-3 win, was it, over Charlotte, which would bounce back, Bill said, well, I'm not welcome there, and so they're not welcome here. Simple as that. And that was his, I know you are, but what am I, defense. Mike Vrabel this morning was asked about it. Do we have this? Here is Mike Vrabel this morning with Greg Hill. When asked about Belichick Gate.
Is Bill Belichick welcome here? And were you surprised that he didn't allow the scouts onto campus to scout his players?
Again, nothing surprises me. I would imagine that Bill, I mean, he came back for, the best of my knowledge, Tom's ceremony, so that I would... He's welcome back based on the fact that he was there. So I'll just go by that. Since his departure as the head coach here, he's been back, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay. And he's right, too. He was there. I was there. Jay-Z was there. Fitzy was there. I remember. It was a great night. And Bill was there. I don't know if he still has a key card to get into the facility. I would imagine that after you get fired, you probably don't. I'm not sure what business Bill Belichick would have at the Patriots facility anyway. What? Why does he need to be at the Patriots facility? Why was there a time where he said, hey, guys, I got to get back there, and I left my phone charger in the office or something, and they wouldn't let him in? Like, what exactly happened? What possible reason would Bill Belichick have to go to the Patriots facility and be there? Aside from, I don't know, a statue honoring him or some ceremony for that. I can't think of one plausible reason why that would be the case. I can think of many, many reasons why Patriots scouts would want to go to UNC. Or I could, if they had good players that the team would actually want to draft. I don't know. It's up for debate right now. But all I know is that even if Robert Kraft told Bill Belichick, you're not welcome here, which it doesn't sound like he did, considering the fact that he was allowed to come out for the Brady thing, and that other than that, what possible reason would he have to want to be there in the first place in the facility to do what?
Maybe Jordan wants to go through Patriots Hall of Fame and learn the history of the Patriots.
You know what? There is. I was at the pro shop on Saturday. I went down there. I took Cindy and George down there. And we went to go check out. I wanted to see the statue. I hadn't seen the statue yet. So we went down there to go look at it. Good statue. From certain angles, the head looks too small, but from certain angles, it looks just right. So I don't know. I'm still a thumbs up on the statue. A couple of observations from the pro shop that I'd like to share. Number one, there are lots of throwback uniforms. In fact, the section of uniforms is like almost, it almost seemed like there was more throwbacks than there were current players. There is an entire rack of Jalen Polk jerseys that didn't seem like had gotten a lot of action. A lot of Cole Strange jerseys that they had to put on the discount rack, but it seemed like those were still moving pretty well. Saw some Tommy DeVito jerseys. You know what I didn't see? Among the throwbacks. And you saw everybody's Curtis Martin, Ty Law, Willie McGinnis, Zoe, also Randy Moss, like all everybody. Julian Edelman. Everybody except number 87. And when I say 87, I don't mean Ben Coates. He was there. 87, Rob Gronkowski. Nowhere to be found anywhere in that Patriot shop. You could not find a Rob Gronkowski anything there. And so I went up to the guy. They do like the custom jerseys back there, you know. And I walked up to him. I said, hey, how come no Gronkowski? And he goes, well, all the players, all the old players with the throwbacks, they all have like a deal with the team. And they get like a cut of the sales. And I don't think Gronkowski has like a problem with the team. I just think he doesn't even know about it. Like he has no idea. No one ever told him. And if he did know, he probably didn't care anyway. And he's just doing that. And I thought, huh, well, that's interesting. Because they'd sell a lot of Gronkowski jerseys even without a deal with the player. You know what I mean? Like just bring in throwback jersey. You don't have to have a deal with the player. You'd sell a ton of those things. People love Gronk still. And, you know, they like Hunter Henry and Austin Hooper and stuff, too. But, like, Gronk's like an all-time player. No Richard Seymour either, I thought was weird. Like, there's a lot of guys missing up there, I thought, in the jersey thing. But anyway, Mike Vrabel. You could buy Mike Vrabel jerseys. It seemed like those were selling.
Is Wiggy up there?
Did not see Wiggy. Now, Wiggy would sell jerseys. I'd buy a Wiggy jersey. I'd buy it today.
My father went to the Italian thing last week, and they got a Wiggy 8x10.
The Italian? The Feast
Saint Anthony. What is that? I should know. I'm Italian, but I have no clue what it's called.
Last weekend was St. Gennaro, and the weekend before that was the Labor Day. The long weekend was St. Anthony. That's the one he went to? I would imagine, yeah, because St. Anthony's the big one. St. Gennaro's a nice one. I didn't go to any of them this year. I've been to a million of these things, so it's like, you know, I skipped it this year. But, I don't live there anymore, so it's one thing. What I used to like, though, is the Flight of the Angel. You know, the flight when they had the angel fly out through Hanover Street. I always thought that was great. I always thought that was a great thing. Anyway, I'm getting way off track here. What I want to say is that Mike Vrabel claims that Bill is welcome at Gillette anytime he wants to be. And I believe him. I just don't know why Bill would even want to go there. And I can't imagine why he is doubling and now tripling down on this ridiculous grudge. That is not really hurting the Patriots at all. The only people it's hurting are the kids on his team. And that's it. And him, too. It's hurting Bill and making him look like a little baby. But we all sort of knew that already about him. That's hurting his kids. It's going out of your way to hurt your kids. And I don't think that you survive that as a coach at a college. You know, I don't think so. You want to be an a-hole to a bunch of pro athletes, okay, that's something. But these are student, these are kids. And you're trying to shut the door to their future. Like, that's not something I think is going to be able to stand. That being said, I have one more Bill Belichick-related highlight. I keep saying highlight instead of headline. I have one more Bill Belichick-related headline that I would like to tell you about. And this one may have slipped under the radar here. But it's headline, so this is the only time I'm really going to get to talk about it. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has refused 4 trademark applications filed by Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson, who is written as his companion, saying the phrases they attempted to trademark would cause a likelihood of confusion with previously filed ones. You want to hear what they are? In April, Bill Belichick's company, TCE Rights Management, filed to secure several trademarks, including these 4. Do Your Job, Ignore the Noise, The Belistrator, and No Days Off. Those all sound familiar, right? Because they're already previously trademarked previous trademarks that the Patriots trademarked. However, what's different about these? It's not just Do Your Job. It's Do Your Job, Bill's version. Ignore the Noise, Bill's version. The Belistrator, Bill's version. And No Days Off, Bill's version. Hard to believe it got rejected. Hard to believe that. The Patent Office released the decision last week saying it rejected the request because it is likely consumers would be confused, mistaken, or deceived as to the commercial source of the goods and or services of the parties. meaning you can't just slap Bill's version at the end of these things and have them be trademarks anymore. You're not Taylor Swift, you idiot. What's the matter with you? What's wrong with you? Why? I mean, this one is very obvious who was in charge of this whole thing. And the fact that it all got rejected probably wouldn't be headlines anywhere else except for the fact that it's Bill Belichick, and this is just ridiculous. They said, it's obvious that they would refuse these applications from the start. They're too similar. I can't say I'm going to make Nike shoes and call them Joe's version. They're still Nike. Once somebody has the trademark registered, you can't just add something to it and get it registered. So, unfortunately, that one didn't work out. All right, next headline.
What's up, everybody?
Whoa there. Nick Costos.
I have no clue how that happened.
I don't either. But next headline is that the Bears and the Vikings are playing Monday Night Football tonight. They kick off at 8:15. We will not have that game for you here, as we will be carrying the Red Sox and the A's. That's getting underway at 10 o'clock. However, I got to say, Chicago's favored by a point and a half. I love the Vikings in this game, and I would be leaning that way if someone were to ask me my betting advice on that. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. There's your headlines. Let's get to the calls. Joe is in the car. Joe, you lead us off. Go ahead.
Christian, this is Tim from Hanover, brother. How are you?
Hi, Tim. It says Joe in the car. Tim in Hanover. How you doing?
Good. It's all good. Christian,
yes.
I loved everything you had to say about the Patriots team.
Okay.
Believe me. But that yesterday was the gauge, and I said that Friday to you, the gauge to see how good they were going to be. And I'll tell you what, I'm not mad at the team. The whole thing stems from what we got before the draft and during the draft. They didn't make the moves they should have made to get the money in here. If you did what, look at Justin Fields. I talked to you about the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets won. They should have won that game. What they did is they took him, traded him. They got him right there for New York. The kid stepped up, and he almost won that game because he has a better team around him, better receivers, offensive line. They changed, and that kid's going to do good. That Jet team, everybody thought they were bums. They're going to be a decent team in our division.
Maybe, Joe. And Tim, thanks for the call. I'm up against the break, so I got to let you go. I also think Justin Fields is now in his, fourth season, fifth season? Like, so you're talking about a guy who's not, like, a young kid anymore. He's still young, but, like, for the NFL, he's getting close to having to make a, you know, decision about the end of his rookie contract. And I'm not exactly sure what Fields' contract status is, but you know what I mean. Like, he was part of the Mac Jones class. So that, to me, is not a young kid anymore. That's a guy who had some opportunity to develop a little bit. He wasn't great in Chicago by any means, but, you know, they threw him out there, and he got a second opportunity, and he's working it now with the Jets. He got a second opportunity with the Steelers, and then now with the Jets appears to be, at the very least, competent. He's a competent NFL quarterback going out there and putting up points like that against the Steelers team that maybe sucks this year. Who knows? But they looked okay. And, I don't know. I don't think the Jets are going to be some great team. I don't think the Dolphins are going to be as bad as they looked either. But I do think there's a good chance that coach doesn't survive. As for the Patriots, you know, you watch Buffalo and you watch teams like Buffalo and Baltimore, these great teams in the AFC, and teams that neither one of them can get past the Chiefs. But as far as the AFC is concerned, these are your top teams. These are your main guys. The number one and 1A of the MVP race going up against each other last night. And that was fun. That was a fun game. You weren't quite sure, you know, that Buffalo could come back, but there was always the threat of it. The Patriots are so far away from playing that kind of game, just so far. And I don't even mean that as a commentary strictly on Drake May. I just mean on the team in general. They are so far away from those type of games. And you saw a good chunk of that yesterday. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. My least favorite play of the game, that would be the punt that happened in the fourth quarter. You know the one I'm talking about. They were down 10, fourth and 5 at the 50. You get a false start there from Will Campbell, and they decide to kick it away. And that was that. They did get a field goal later on, but it was not enough. And I thought that was the antithesis of what we were going to be getting with Mike Vrabel. I'll explain what I mean after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. The Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
Bad feeling is right. It's Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. Spiro Dedis and Adam Archuleta, who I actually thought called that game pretty well, considering it's, you know, CBS's team that they put on games like that. But, yeah, I thought they were pretty accurate about that. That was not a good feel. I did not. Patriots fans, I don't know how Mike Vrabel felt about it. It was obviously his decision to go out there and kick it, but I hated it. I hated that they kicked that. I thought that was the opposite of what the Mike Vrabel experience was going to be. I thought Mike Vrabel was going to come in here and be this big badass, you know? Like, I thought he was going to be this big, tough, macho dude who was not going to back down and play it safe and do all these things. And instead, you know, yeah, that was a bad penalty there on Campbell, no question about it. And if you got another one that knocked you back to the 36 or whatever, then fine. All right, go ahead and kick it. But, like, you're on the 44. It's not like you were that far away from midfield. Go for it. And if you don't get it, then you don't get it. The game's over anyway. But going for it there, I thought, was like the bare minutes, the first game of the year. And you're down two scores. And there's only four-something minutes left. Like, come on, get it done. If it was a one-score game, yeah, absolutely you punt it there. Of course you do. No question, it was a two-score game. I thought that was pretty weak. And that, to me, as far as Mike Vrabel is concerned, is the most troubling part of that entire game. That was the part of the game that bothered me the most from a coaching perspective. And I know, it was late in the game. They'd made a million other mistakes prior to that. It's not like it was the biggest deal in the world, but it was just one of those things where I watched it, and that was the time where I really thought, oh, this is still not good. This is still pretty bad. Because here's an opportunity here. And I know situational football is something that Bill just beat to death. But, like, here's an opportunity right now to go out there, pick up a big fourth down. It wasn't an insurmountable fourth down. It was fourth and nine or fourth and ten, whatever it was. You know, that's not that far. It's not like it was fourth and forever. Fourth and a mile. Fourth and ten is gettable. Maybe not for the Patriots in that game, but Steph Diggs had just had a big pickup in that same drive. You know, they were starting to maybe move the ball. And then kicking it away there, ugh, hated it. because I thought it was just emblematic of another team that's going through the motions. They really trying to win, or are they just going through the motions here? Because I'm tired of going through the motions. I'm tired of these teams, these Patriots teams, just, all right, well, pack it in. That's how you lose quarterbacks. And I don't mean, like, lose them as in they, you know, quit football or anything, but, like, lose out on what could have been a promising career because you've just created this environment where, in a situation like that, even the new head coach who's supposed to be this big, tough guy looks at it and says, the hell with it, just kick it away. You know, like that, I was pretty disappointed by that. That seemed like a Mayo move. I think you want to stay away from Mayo moves from here on out. But I don't know. Maybe it wasn't even just a Mayo thing. Maybe it's deeper than that. And if so, that's a real problem here. 617-779-7937. I'd like to address a couple of text messages that I've gotten here, which you can also text in at that same number, 617-779-7937. A texter in the 602. What the hell is 602? I think I know. Is that like Arizona, maybe? How do I know that? Is it Arizona 602? Yes? Thank you. I'm not sure why I know that. Just popped into my head. 602. All right, Arizona. I know it's hot out there. You don't have to get all huffy with me in the text line. 602 says, wow, Arcan, do you expect a rookie quarterback to shine in a brand new offense? His second offense in 2 years with a new O-line and their offensive pieces? Still a rookie under those conditions. Maybe you need to check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself. Thank you, Ice Cube. I didn't know Ice Cube lived in the in Arizona these days. I said all those things. I said all those things that you just said. You just heard that from me. You're just repeating what I said. Yeah, it's his second offense in 2 years. Yeah, the offensive line still isn't great. And yeah, the wide receivers still aren't very good either. I don't know if you were listening to a different show maybe, but I acknowledged all of that, and I acknowledged all of those things as reasons why you can't put this all on Drake May. Now, with all that being said, Drake May had opportunities to make plays, and he didn't make them. He had guys open. He missed throws. And yes, technically, he's still a rookie. He's only played, what, 13? He's only started 13 games? And one of them was that game that Joe Milton rat bleeped us all out of the first overall pick. Still mad about that, by the way. That was considered one of Drake May's starts. That's one of his wins. One of Drake May's wins as a starter was that game. Just think about that. That being said, if you can't acknowledge that Drake May's progression is not coming along the way maybe people were hoping, then there's not really much else to talk about. There's still time for things to get righted here. But more so than Drake May progressing as a quarterback, I think the real onus has to go on the team for not putting him in a position to be successful. And we're going on year two of this now. Are things better for him? Are the conditions better now? They should be. But are they really? Have you noticed a big improvement? Have you noticed anything? I mean, we don't have a lot to go on here in terms of actual NFL regular season snaps. But did you watch him in the preseason and think, oh, yeah, watch out, NFL. Here comes Drake May. I didn't. I didn't see really anything in the preseason that got me all excited. He had that one rushing touchdown. That was basically it. He didn't play that much. He had a couple of good joint practices, according to the reporters who were there and watched them. But against a team here like the Raiders, a secondary that I would think a good quarterback could pretty easily pick apart, and we'll see. Maybe Fitzy's right, and maybe the Raiders are better than I think. But watch when Mahomes gets a hold of them. Watch when Justin Herbert's out there. Watch even like Bo Nix against them and see if they make those quarterbacks look like how Drake May looked, because I have a feeling they're not going to. I have a feeling those guys are going to carve that offense up, or that defense up. As far as Geno and the offense, I think they have some pieces, and the Patriots should feel good about the fact that they were able to limit the run. Other than that, I don't think that defense has anything to really feel good about. And aside from Kayshon Boutte, I don't think anyone in the offense does either, including Drake May, including everyone. But I don't have to tell you that. I mean, they all said so after the game. If there's one thing that Patriots fans trying to defend Drake May should lean on, it's the fact that last year was embarrassing. That was an embarrassing setting to bring a rookie quarterback into. Embarrassing. A rookie head coach, a rookie offensive coordinator, a rookie defensive coordinator, a rookie everything. Almost every important person on that team last year, it was their first year doing anything. And you drop a third overall pick into that? What are you, nuts? I don't even think the Jets would do that. And the Jets have screwed up so many quarterbacks, I've lost count. And you're going to be going that direction, too, if you stick with this. Unfortunately, I don't know. I mean, there's a chance that this season can turn around and this offense can get better, and I really do hope it does. I really hope that things start to click and that, you know, they can all get their heads above water right now. But that was a very inauspicious start. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Drake May spoke to WEEI Afternoons. I'm going to talk about an article that I read in The Athletic as well about how teams around the NFL are failing their young quarterbacks. Are the Patriots failing Drake May? We'll get to that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.